Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
SAG-AFTRA says don't dress up like these characters for Halloween in support of the strike. Now I'm sure you're thinking, a couple weeks ago, didn't we say that the strike was over? Well, apparently not anymore. So on October 11th, AMPTP announced that it suspended conversations with the actors union. It says that the deal that they came to a conclusion on, basically the revenue share for the actors, is completely unreasonable. It would cause studios to lose over $800 million a year and create a complete economic burden. Now, of course, SAG-AFTRA is coming out and saying that is inflated by about 60%. That's not true at all. So now some of the biggest actors like George Clooney, Emma Stone, Ben Affleck, Tyler Perry, and Scarlett Johansson are all willing to say, or are all coming out and saying, we're willing to remove the cap on dues to the SAG-AFTRA union. So like some of the biggest top earners would pay more because obviously they're making more. And this would help generate about $150 million over the next 3 years. And they would also change up a residual structure. So again, like the top earners wouldn't make as much and it would basically be helping the little guy. So now we got to sit and wait and see what happens next.
But the writer's strike is over, right?
Yeah.
Because that's different.
Right.
This is now just with the actors. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe this is just the place that I'm in right now because I think we have to watch the news for our job more than the average bear. But with everything else going on in the world, when I was reading this morning, I'm like, I have a hard time putting my heart into this story.
Well, I mean, it's obviously their livelihoods, but SAG-AFTRA actually released a list of characters they don't want us to dress up as, are like common folk to dress up as in support of the strike?
Yes. So let me tell you which characters you are not allowed to dress up as if you want to support the strike.
I think we're already offenders, right?
We are. 100% we're offenders. Yeah. But just because, is that not excessive?
Well, yeah, let's hear what they are. Hear what they are.
Just give me an example of a character you would like to dress up as.
Oh, I don't know. Ken.
No.
Can't?
Nope.
Not allowed to. Not allowed to. Anything from the Barbie movie. You're not allowed to.
Western Barbie.
Nope.
Weird Barbie.
Nope.
Rollerblading Barbie.
Nope.
Cowboy King.
Nope. Well, let's get off the Barbie movie. Give me another character.
Superman.
Okay. Nope.
I mean, yeah, all the superheroes are off the table. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Literally any movie that is a part of the union is off limits unless it's a part of a film that has complied with their demands or if it's an animated film. So they're basically saying, please dress up as something that's very generalized, like a ghost or a zombie or a spider.
Like I get what they're trying to do. And I don't see how dressing up as a character from a movie is going to affect the strike in any way, shape or form. Help it, hurt it, whatever. I am already going to be an offender this Halloween. So my son, who is 2.5, is dressing up as a dinosaur. And then my husband, I got an inflatable, so it's going to look like he's riding a dinosaur. No. And then I'm going to dress up as Laura Dern from Jurassic Park.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Not if you appreciate acting.
I do appreciate acting, but I am not the actor or actress.
You're not a true ally.
I apparently not. And but I'm like, I'm offended that they're offended that I'm being offensive. And that I'm being accused of not being an ally because I want to dress up as the chick from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it's a reach more than anything
else. Okay, so I'm not the only one that feels like this is a reach.
A lot. No one's going to think about this.
Would you change your costume for this?
I'm not dressing up for Halloween. I'm not dressing up as anything. I ain't taking any chances. I'm a true ally to SAG-AFTRA.
To anybody.
I can't be getting canceled for anything. any reason. Okay, so I read this really interesting article from People Magazine. They did some reporting, as they often do, about why so many celebs are getting divorced. So they talked to some celebrity divorce attorneys that are not affiliated with any of the divorces that we have talked about that we know of, but they said some interesting things. They said they believe a couple of the reasons that celebs have been getting so divorced so often this year is for a few reasons. When two celebrities marry each other, even if it's varying degrees of celebrity, and one is now finally getting work because, you know, the pandemic's over, one's changing diapers, not a good thing. They even mentioned something called vanilla divorces. And they basically said, you know, when you're a celeb, you get a prenup before you get married. And, you know, a couple of years goes by and things get boring, or quote unquote vanilla. They just want out. But another thing that I thought they said was very interesting was they put us into the shoes of celebrities. So like when you're a celeb and you're on set or when you're at a red carpet, you have people willing to bend over backwards for you. What do you need? Do you need water? Do you need a snack? And then you come home to someone who's a little indifferent about you. It doesn't go over well.
One of the tabloids got me good yesterday, man. Total clickbait. And it said, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani preparing to spend time away from each other. And I'm like, what? They are not allowed to get divorced. No, love is dead. And it was just that he's going on the road and doing this honky tonk tour.
Yeah.
And she's not going on tour with him. So it was just a matter of them spending time away. But the way it was framed was like they were divorcing. Not fair.
They did their job.
Not fair.
Yeah. No, she just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and he gave this beautiful speech about her. So love is still alive. All right, well, Taylor Swift have a role in an upcoming superhero flick. I'll tell you what the director is saying on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.